on Facebook. I got a friend of mine. And I swear, bro. Well, he's not a friend, though. He's a Facebook friend. So, you know that rapper Slim Jesus? I tell you. He's older than me, but he thinks like these kids think. And this is the most stupidest thought, right? So, Slim Jesus says, Slim Jesus has revealed he's happy he didn't sign a Diddy's Bad Boy back in 2015. The homie says, and it was still a stupid move he made. He had gotten millions, which he doesn't even have close to now. And we can't name a song Slim Jesus makes since Drill Time. I cannot stand that mindset that these modern fans have nowadays, where let's just say, for example, right, I'm buzzing SoundCloud. Let's say, for example, I'm buzzing on SoundCloud, right? Everyone's fucking with me. Yo, Mike gonna get signed. They, you know, I'm getting like, let's say 32,000 streams, right? So still nothing. That's pennies. You know what I mean? I don't got $4,000 in my account. So what happens is, but if it gets to that fucking point, then maybe. But anyway, I'm blowing up on SoundCloud, right? Let's say roughly SoundCloud. So all of my songs, including my new songs, are getting a whole lot of attention. Because once you promote, put your music on a playlist or submit to a playlist, and people fuck with your shit, they're going to listen to your whole catalog. And once they find out that you got a lot of fucking music, then they'll dig into your catalog. That's in turn more and more fans. Cool. Now, check this shit out. Now, with that being said, I blow up, of course, a manager. And your manager now. Manages me up. Okay, Mike. Now, mind you, if this was like 2018, 19, different story. Problem, I have a fucking child. This is why we don't have kids when it comes down to rap music. You don't know what's going to happen. Now, if this would happen, all these upgrades from SoundCloud Pro, if that was around during the time, and I start getting them numbers and I had no kids, different. And I'd have been set. Let's say I take it. Cause shit, I'm blowing up. Money coming in. Whatever. So let's say, for example, you know, I get with a videographer. We've been shooting videos, making magic happen. Cool, fine, we're good. All the fucking goddamn sudden, I'm blowing up. Manager hits me up. Now, my cousin, this is why I don't believe y'all little Illuminati mother, you Illuminati believing motherfuckers. You know, the ones like, you sold your soul. Because y'all don't think that people actually grind to get what they had to get. Because y'all fucking retarded. And the fact that y'all, and my cousin, he's one of those people. And because the fucking fact that he got all uppity when I got 1,000 motherfucking followers, even though I was close to getting that, just imagine me blowing up. In the SoundCloud era. And then in the SoundCloud. Oh no. No, Mike. You sold your soul. Not me utilizing the SoundCloud Pro thing that helped me get on playlists. Because, you know, DistroKid has that. But I didn't really get a lot of, you know, interactions. Because no one listens to no goddamn DistroKid playlist. No one does that. No disrespect, but no one is going to listen to a DistroKid playlist. And in fact, Larry June used DistroKid. That was, hey, I'm staying on that shit. Now, anyway, and keep in mind, if this proves my point about how people hate on DistroKid. DistroKid, right? Larry June used DistroKid, just putting out music, and gained $5,000 off of that shit. Something that these motherfuckers who complain about DistroKid's not paying me any money, something y'all not doing. Because he's not the only one saying this. I promise you, my homeboy Donnie G, he getting money off of streams. A little bit, not a lot. But he can't say he broke. Y'all motherfuckers are not A, promoting your music. B, y'all not dropping the right shit. So don't get mad because y'all niggas ain't doing something right and they want to blame the fucking thing. And then y'all trying to do what Curtis King telling you to do. Oh, I'm going to. Okay, nigga, you ain't got a fucking dedicated fan base to start sending your music through emails or having a website. I said that in podcasts before. Like, no one ain't dying to fucking listen to your fucking ass. You still underground. You ain't got nobody listening to you. You ain't got nobody checking for you. You ain't getting any fucking traction. You ain't got no fan base. Nobody that really fucks with you like that to the point where they're following you and DMing you. I got one person telling me that shit. But if I had, like, a lot of people saying, yo, I fuck with your music, bro. Come on, da-da-da-da. Then when you get, like, enough people to follow you on Instagram who fuck with you and DM you and say, yo, I fuck with your music, man. Then have an email list. Then when you start seeing that your music is blowing up and you start seeing profits going for it, then you do the BMIs. Because you know that by you doing this, you got a dedicated fan base, you know you're going to recoup some money back. Then you start doing all the legal, copyright, all that shit. Then you do that shit. Don't do that shit in the beginning and then you don't go no fucking where. Like, seriously. I mean, Dunny G was speaking about that shit. Like, fuck out of here, dog. But back to what I'm talking about. So let's say, for example, I'm blowing up off of this new thing I just did where I just, you know, send my music to this playlist. And people are fucking with it. They're rocking with it. Even if it's hate, it's still interaction. Because haters are retarded. And all they do is tell me, you should make more. You should rap over more industry beats. You sound like this is old man rap. I'm 36 years old. Come on, bro. Make hyper pop. I don't know what the fuck that is. If I did, and if I made hyper pop, then that would be a disservice to the fans that already fuck with me for doing boom bappy rap. So it's not like I ain't got a fucking goddamn fan base. It's like every time I submit songs, if I submit the same songs to Slap or Dorky and people are fucking with it, what does that tell you? That there's a market for what the fuck I'm making. So there's no need for me to make any other fucking type of sound because I already have a sound and I already have a small, like, there's a niche that fucks with it. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And one thing you know Miles fucking, you know Miles taught me, you can make whatever the hell you want. You can have a fan base for it. So all this gatekeeping, all this trying to tell niggas how to make their music and how they're supposed to and who, what, and why, I'm like, what's the point of even doing that? Because you sound stupid. All this, no, you got to do it like this and do this and that. Shut up. In the fucking goddamn day, not every, then the thing about these little music marketers, they don't even believe in their own goddamn strategy. Last year, you were telling us, drop singles every week. Then now you're saying, don't drop singles every week. I'm like, if you don't even have the, like, if you keep switching it up like that, what's the point? Why am I listening to you? Let's say, for example, you know, when these fans be like, man, this rapper, like, if you turn down a fucking deal, man, you stupid, man, I could have took that deal. Because they see the dollar sign. They don't see the contract. And some fans so dumb, you be in the fucking contract, you're big, the contract, the label fucks you over, you're not reading the contract because you're trying to be put on. See, fans like that are the reason why niggas make bad decisions. Because they want you to be put on, they want you to be famous, and then you sign a contract, and then I'm buzzing. Let's say I'm buzzing. Put out a fucking, now I'm blowing up, I get a manager, and we sign a deal. An album deal, right? Blowing up, singles blowing up, whatever the fuck. Recoupment, they give me another, to drop another album. Fine, we'll do it again. Only keep the same thing. More hits, more singles, because the marketing and the labels are doing it. And these fans, they smart, supposedly. They know that when you're signed to a label,
it's easy for you to drop singles. So let's say, for example, right, label switches it up on me and the shit doesn't work. Now they're fucking it up. Now I'm pissed because the labels are making stupid ass decisions that I don't like. Fans don't care. You're in the limelight. You're their top five because you're famous. So you choose to go back underground because these labels are fucking you over. Now, this is a good choice because you want your artistic freedom. These fans don't care. Your new fans, you teenage, because you went platinum and shit, do not care. They look at that as trophies. If you decide to not play the NBA and go back playing street ball, fans look at you very, very weird, like. And even when you tell them on Twitter what happened, they don't care.
Man, come on, bro. I was expecting you to drop some a dope album, bro. Come on, bro.
And they don't care, because in their mind, if you're not signed to a label, we don't feel comfortable listening to you. Right? And then they'll treat me like they treat Big Crit. But if Big Crit was still managed me, there wouldn't be no victory. Wouldn't there be? Kendrick. Cole folded. Hey, did you got Big Crit? But it's still featuring, but you know, it's like a popularity contest. That's why when artists,
give me some scissors.
So when artists, you know, no longer on the mainstream spectrum.
Oh man, I used to be such a fan of yours.
But they wasn't, because offending you was mainstream, not near. Not when you're like, you know, underground. When you say, hey, I still hate you that say all due respect, you're not signed, you don't find, and they'll say this, with all due respect, because I fuck with you, if you don't sign to another major label, we want to clown you, but we love you, right? And I'm not going to listen to any of your songs. And you're going to be in one of those what if moments because you chose to not put yourself in another fucked up predicament. Fans, right? Now, your real fans will fuck with you no matter where you go. But these new mainstream niggas, no. Even in the underground, it's weird. Because if you chose to go mainstream, oh man, no. But they be the ones that were talking about, oh, we want you to blow up. We need artists like you in the game. But then when you get any traction, and God forbid if a rapper they don't like give you a fucking goddamn shout out, it's like high school. Don't do nothing with him. He's a loser. He's lame. And then we do a song with them because you happen to like this nigga shit. Then you're lame, which is the most corniest, childish shit ever. But whatever, man, I'm done.